And Vern Henrichs with us now, president and CEO of the Manhattan Community Foundation. This guy's a busy guy. You've got a huge event coming up, Vern, and kind of share with us the when's, where's, and what we're talking about.
We do. This will be our fourth annual Community Foundation Awards. It's an event that we host in conjunction with our Greater Manhattan Community Foundation annual meeting. It's going to be next Monday evening. It's a 6:15 social, 7 o'clock event start time. We have an amazing MC in Mr. Dave Lewis, so if he's listening in, we're excited about having him leading the cause again this year. So, but it's just it's a wonderful evening to bring attention to the nonprofits, the philanthropists, and the volunteers that we have in our community. I know most of us that have lived here for any length of time really take for granted for a lot of things that we have in Manhattan, but this is a special place, and Monday night is an opportunity to recognize some special people.
You have so many different groups, of course, that are involved with the Manhattan Community Foundation. I'm sure it's hard to narrow it down. I mean, there's so many people I'm sure that you want to recognize. I would think that would be one of the more difficult things.
We do. And, you know, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation mission statement is to build relationships between donors and community needs. And this year, you know, we're going to celebrate the volunteers, the nonprofits, the philanthropists in the community. We're going to profile two nonprofit or charitable causes that are happening that a lot of people probably don't know about. I'm always excited. A prominent member of our community shared with me once that, you know, one of the things that he enjoys about the evening is he learns some things that he really didn't know was going on in Manhattan, and he's lived here all his life. So it's kind of a pride point. You know, it's only $25 to come, and it's not a dinner. It's just a social and a great event. It's a 90-minute program, and it's action through the whole time. As I've mentioned before, we kind of operate it like the Grammys, ESPYs, Oscars. You know, we have video nominees, and then we have awards. There'll be 13 awards that are given that night, and it's an exciting evening.
Well, I know you can't tell us who's going to win what. You know, that would just spoil the surprise. But you can certainly tell us about the awards that are involved, if you could, please.
We can. I can tell you some of the nominees. I would be delighted to do that. In our volunteer category, we have a Rising Star Award, which is individuals that are under 50 that are nominated. Those three nominations are Dr. Lucas Shivers, Kim Link, and Sonia Gregoire. Excited to have them on board, and it's always great to see what you know, some of our young business people are doing. In our distinguished volunteers, which of those are over 50, Dr. Keith Wright, Barb Harnett, and Jim Sharp. So excited about that group, and then we'll have some volunteer awards. We actually have a Youth Impacting Community, a Young Trustee Program, and in our regular trustee program, and we will give some GMCF awards that night to those for their outstanding commitments. In our nonprofit award category, we actually changed it a couple years ago, and we're actually just profiling two nonprofits, preparing a video that they could use for marketing. And this year's profiled nonprofits are the Flint Hills Bread Basket and the Manhattan Arts Center. So we're excited about those two organizations that have been here a long time and do great things in this community, and giving them some special attention. Then in our philanthropist category, the individual philanthropy area is Faye and Bill Kennedy and Tom Eystone. So excited about having them profiling some of the things that they do. This is an area that's always difficult. People really are very humble in this community, and it's exciting to see them when they get nominated and visit with them about what they're doing, and actually receive the nominations, the letters of why they're nominated. It's very impactful. And in our Business Philanthropy Award, Bayer Construction Company, Caterpillar Work Tools over in the Wamego area, and Orthopedic Sports Medicine. So some great businesses that have been doing an awful lot in this community for a long time. And that's where it becomes very difficult every year to come down to three finalists, because there's so many people that do so many things.
Any changes from previous years? I know this is always a huge event for you, and I'm sure you tweak it every year just a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's we've tweaked it different times depending on the situation. a couple years ago, when, or last year, I guess, when we announced the deal gift, that $12 million endowment that started was pretty special, and so it became a little more serious. We've had some fun openings. Dave and his talents and the staff have created some opportunities there, but really just a little bit tweaking. Not going to share any of that with you. We try to really make it informative and time efficient so that people know that they can get in and out of there on a Monday night and yet feel real good about what's going on.
And who would you encourage to attend? Is it too late to get involved that way?
It is not. We certainly want people to come. If they want to come, we want them to come. We actually don't take tickets that night. It's on the honor system. If people want to come and buy tickets or buy an event pass, they can go to the website, which is www.thecfas.com, and you can purchase tickets. You can purchase a table of tickets there. You can even sponsor if you want there. But that night, all the doors are open. We'll tell you where you're sitting and kind of go from there. But the tickets are $25, and we really encourage. We have 450 plus individuals that have already signed up. Last year, we had just a bit over 500. I expect more, and I really encourage people to come, because, like I said, we have people that come every year that say, wow, they didn't have any idea some of this stuff was going on. And we have two videos, profiles this year that I think are going to be a little emotional. And so it should be a lot of fun. So
other than just a special evening, it really is a good kind of social time, and people can enjoy themselves as well as learn something.
Really, that's exactly right. It's a social event, but it's bringing our nonprofit community and our those that provide support for those nonprofits together, and kind of just celebrating. We have our traditionary business meeting right at the beginning for the Community Foundation, where we announce some new trustees and some young trustees. Excited about 60 young trustees getting involved with our 130 trustees to really share the ideas and the events going on in the Community Foundation. And then we'll introduce, again, our Grow Green Match Day that'll happen April 21st. It's a great prelude to a great day of giving that we have then.
Very good. Well, it is about 9:29. Why don't we take a break, and we'll come back and share some more information with the folks out there. Vern Henrich's with us today, and he's president and CEO of Manhattan Community Foundation, talking about their big awards night coming up next Monday.
Forward to it.
537-1350 if you have questions or comments for Vern, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get 24/7 response from